For church plants, there's the unique opportunity that while the cement is still wet, we can really bake these things into our DNA.
All right, welcome to the next episode of the Church Planting Australia podcast. This one is on mobilising for mission. We're going to talk about today for your church plant. Now, this is a very abridged version of a much longer and crucially important conversation. All I'm going to do here, all we're going to have a chat about today is raising principles and then point to a much fuller discussion on this subject elsewhere, because we want to push into the particulars for church plants in this space. So to start with, we want to give you three biblical truths that help shape this discussion around mobilizing the body. So Madeline, your first one.
Yeah, the first biblical truth is that people are lost and they really need Jesus. For those of us who are Christians, this was us at one point. And for every person, the common denominator is this, that if it wasn't for Jesus and his death and his resurrection, we'd still be separated from God. Everyone is in dire need of the salvation that Jesus provides.
That's great. Nothing particularly controversial there?
No, yeah.
Good to be reminded
of. Yeah, yeah.
The second biblical truth is this: it follows that those who belong to Jesus should be actively involved in making disciples of Jesus, actively involved in that. This is both an explicit call we see in Matthew 28 to go and make disciples of all nations, but also there's an internal drive found in the gospel to love people in such a way that we have been loved, to show people the same grace that we have been loved. God's heart is for the lost to come to know him, and so our heart should be in that place as well, wanting to see them come to know life as we have it.
Mm. And the third biblical truth is this, that we're not called to do this by ourselves. We don't need to do it by ourselves. We're the body, and each part plays a different role. There are going to be different gifts within the body and that work towards the same goal. And Paul identifies this diversity in Ephesians 4, in Romans 12, in 1 Corinthians 12. And it means that some of us will be great evangelists, some of us won't be. I'm not particularly great, and that's okay. But the conclusion from that isn't that some are involved in mission and others aren't. The conclusion is that, well, we're all going to be involved in building and growing the church, but we're all going to be involved in different ways. And because we're gifted and we're wired differently from one another.
And so when you say you're not a gifted evangelist, the difference with this, and this is part of the conversation, is we all have a heart to reach the lost. Yeah. That's what we're growing to, push gospel convictions to help us arrive at that point. And we're all going to be gifted in different ways to actually do that. So as planters, therefore, that changes the way we think about and lead and align the body, because we're not expecting everyone to be gifted or engaged in one particular way. Our goal needs to be to mobilize and encourage all the parts of the body to work together on mission, utilizing different gifts and different opportunities while speaking the truth in love to each other, as we build each other up in maturity in Christ. We want to encourage and equip people to be bold enough to speak to their friends about what Jesus has done for them, give an answer for the hope that they have, while being realistic enough to know that not everyone is going to be able to move someone from not being a Christian to being a Christian via sharing a Bible gospel tract with them, even though they want to, even though they want to.
Yeah. So the framework that really helps us to consider how we do this can be seen here on the screen. And if you are listening, this is a good opportunity to check out the video or download the ebook to see this tool. And it really pushes into these three areas. So convictions, confidence, and competence. And what we've seen is that most of the challenges in building a culture of mission in churches comes down to these three areas. Now, we're just going to touch on these here and then give an example of what we mean. But in the ebook and in other resources that we'll point to in the show notes, you'll see this all expanded and explained more fully. So Derek, let's start with convictions.
All right. Now, I should say as we start, this is drawn from Sam Hilton, who's at Hunter Bible Church, a lot of his material. So I've just kind of sharpened this in for a planting context, but worth seeing his whole course, Mobilizing for Mission. Now, if we start with convictions, what we're saying is we want to nurture deep biblical convictions that reorient people and how they see the world. So they see the world through the same lens as the gospel puts forward, the same way that God sees the world. Do we see people as people who desperately need Jesus, as Jesus has the only answer? Now, see, people have that conviction. We can begin to reshape the way in which people engage with life. It's hard to get people motivated if they are motivated purely from a religious or a legalistic perspective. But when they have deep gospel convictions, when that's sown deep in our hearts, then it changes how people make decisions, behave, how they see those around them and love people. And it comes through in our preaching, it comes through in our vision and our narrative as leadership, one-on-one conversations, group conversations, speaking with leaders. All those aspects of church life, both the poetry and the plumbing, need to be embedded with these deep gospel convictions. They are the foundation for mission in our whole church. Now, secondly, confidence. That is, what are those things that are holding people back from speaking about Jesus or inviting people to things that your church plant might be running in order to help people take the next steps? Now, a lot of this material is drawn from Sam Chan's book, and you can see links in the show notes or in the ebook. But let me just explain very briefly. We need to help people see that they aren't solo missionaries. First of all, they are missionaries. They don't need to go overseas to do that, but they aren't solo missionaries here. They're not by themselves. They're part of body. And so we want to bake into our plumbing both the opportunity for people to help others with evangelism and to spur one another along, but to put it before people on the table in a consistent way. So are we praying regularly for 3 to 5 friends who aren't Christians? Do our other friends know who it is we're praying for? Are they praying for our friends as well? Mm. We want to keep creating and encouraging spaces where those people who don't know Jesus and those people who do can mix, and creating those places where people can feel confident inviting their friends into that place, knowing that their friends will see Christian community, it won't be weird or awkward, and that there might be opportunities to help share their faith and equip them to do that kind of thing. Now, these aren't silver bullets. It doesn't always work out exactly what we want, but you just begin to create an awareness, an alignment, and a connection between our lives and our church and the grace that we all know we need.
Hello. Well, I hope you haven't tuned out. Derek's been talking for a little while. Yep, no, good to have you with us. If you are interested in church planting, we'd really encourage you to take the CPAT, which is a church planner assessment tool. You can find it at genevapush.com/CPAT. And basically, it's a tool to help you think through, is church planting a good fit for me? And maybe what church planting model might be a good fit as well. And then we'd love to have a conversation with you after. So first step, take the CPAT.
So here's the third one, very quickly. Finally, competence. This is a competence. So convictions, connections, and competence. Now, for lots of people who lead churches, there can be a frustration that they might feel this passion and burden for the lost, but it doesn't feel like it's reflected in people they lead. Mm. They can feel that real disconnect there. And sometimes this is a lack of conviction for people in church, and so we need to sow deep those gospel convictions, but not always, and I would argue not as often as we think as well. Now, sometimes it's actually just a lack of connection. They don't see the people around them, as we've mentioned, as people being in need of the gospel. But sometimes the thing that's missing is the ability or the equipping or the training of people within our church in order to help people take the next step. Now, sometimes people walk in off the street and say, "What must I do to be saved?" That's a great moment when that happens. Amazing. But that's not what often happens. Majority of the time, our mission field are those people who we engage with, our friends, our family, our colleagues, over the course of years. Mm. And so the first place that we need to be equipping people and building competence is in those places, at the very beginning of that journey. That's where we need to be engaging with them, listening to people's stories, being able to share my story, being able to articulate how the gospel has changed my life, being able to share a basic gospel outline, but it can't stop there. But that is the beginning of it. In those moments, though, where our friends and our family step into spaces as well that are our spaces as a church plant, our communities as well, we want to have equipped the body in how to welcome them and love them and care for them well and speak about difficult topics. And that's where our preaching shapes what we do. Do we speak about things with gospel clarity, about winsomeness and love and care, even on things that are very, very tricky? How we run evangelistic courses, how we speak in those contexts, those things shape, they raise the water level of competence for our church. And so there's small things we can do to help our church build convictions, build connections and see those connections and build competence in engaging in mission. Mm.
So as we move through the next few sections, these are the principles that we want to keep coming back to. How are we sowing deep gospel convictions? How are we building confidence in our people? And how are we giving the tools for our church to feel competent in being involved in mission? For church plants, there's the unique opportunity that while the cement is still wet, we can really bake these things into our DNA.
In order to engage with a world that sometimes can be hostile.
I thought you were going to keep going.
Marriott!